A group of mothers is fighting the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services in order to restore parental visitation rights during the coronavirus pandemic. The group filed a motion yesterday to reverse the state's temporary ban on supervised in-person visits. WBEZ's Natalie Moore has their story.
Quincita Fleming can't hold or breastfeed her four-month-old.
I'm unsure if he remembers my voice.
The infant and her two other children, ages 9 and 2, are in foster care. In late March, the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services stopped in-person supervised parental visits during the coronavirus pandemic. The policy says phone and video conferencing can be replacements while the state is under a stay-at-home order.
With the video calls, it's a lot more difficult because we don't have a video chat that long. It's maybe 20 minutes.
Those calls are the only interaction she has with her children. Fleming can't nurse or deliver breast milk, and her supply dried up. And no more trips to the library, parks, skating rink, or cuddling.
I can't notice any real changes in my infant because I'm used to going off of his energy, holding him, breastfeeding, nursing. I don't know if he notices me. Infants know their mother's sick. Very emotional for myself because I can't put myself with each one of them through a phone screen.
Fleming and other mothers are represented by attorneys with the Cook County Public Defender Office. They filed a temporary restraining order in circuit court. They want in-person supervised visits restored for parents trying to permanently reunify with their children. Erin Goldstein is chief of the Civil Division of the Cook County Public Defender Office. Even if the governor lifts the stay-at-home order and the state eases back into a new normalcy on May 31st, Goldstein says that doesn't alleviate the problem in a system that is mostly poor and Black.
That means we will have close to 2 months, no visits for a lot of families. And then how does that play into their case going forward?
He says the bond is hurt with young children.
So even if it ends on May 31st, it doesn't end for our clients because their case continues and it potentially has some serious, serious negative impacts on reunification and bringing these families together, which in theory is the goal of this system.
The Shriver Center on Poverty Law has sent letters to the state asking for a reversal on the suspension of in-person supervised visits. Tanya Gassenheimer is a staff attorney at the center and says the policy contradicts federal guidance.
It is something that unjustly interferes with parents' statutory and constitutional rights to parent, to family integrity, because what we're hearing is that parents are just not getting these visits. Which means that in these really scary, trying, unprecedented times, these parents have the added layer of trauma of being cut off from their children.
On Sunday, Governor J.B. Pritzker said DCFS is looking at all accommodations that can be made and said video conferencing is a method for ongoing dialogue. Pritzker said the policy won't go on forever. Meanwhile, for Mother's Day on Sunday, Fleming says she might ask if she can make an additional video call. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.